It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Does Cardi B have herpes? Well, she's suing bloggers that are claiming she was a prostitute, does drugs, and has herpes. So I guess not. One of the bloggers has posted over 20 videos in the last 14 months, and according to the lawsuit, one of them claimed that Cardi B's baby might be born with intellectual disabilities. The video also infers that she was doing drugs that could have harmed her baby. Another blogger accused Cardi of doing Molly and cocaine and says Cardi is just a Grammy-nominated prostitute running around spreading her herpes. Cardi gave the bloggers a chance to retract their statement, but since none of them did, she's now taking them both to court for defamation and seeking an injunction to delete the videos. By the way, Offset was on the Ellen DeGeneres show and talked about his public apology to his wife Cardi B at that concert back in December. The rapper said that their schedules are what kept them apart, leaving them to pull out all the stops to show Cardi B how much he actually loves her, which led to him crashing her concert with a $15,000 rose display that said, "Take me back." He told Ellen, "I love my wife, so it's serious. It's not a game to me."
Well, that's good.
R. Kelly appeared in court for his pretrial hearing last Friday. During the hearing, R. Kelly's team had asked for copies of the sex tapes, but the judge had not ruled if they will be given the copies or not. His team feels that the tapes should be protected from public viewing, and Kelly's travel plans to Dubai have also been put on hold after the Dubai media office have released that he's got no business being there. They're unaware of him having any plans to perform there anytime soon. So essentially what happened was R. Kelly told the court, "Hey, well, you know, like, we really need to, like, stall this stuff. I got, like, work to do in Dubai. I'm, like, doing some shows and all this stuff." And then Dubai was like, "What? Come again? We never had plans for you to be here." So basically now it's looking really shady. Like, was R. Kelly just trying to flee the country? Because that's what it's looking
good
like.
Good location to run away to. I mean, if I was going to run away, I'd chill in Dubai. Maybe he was, like, doing a private thing for a prince, though.
Well, it doesn't look like it.
How do we know, Alex? How do we really know?
I don't trust that guy, man. Justin Bieber is being blamed for Iceland Canyon closing after court concerns that it has been negatively impacted by an influx of visitors. The location was featured in Bieber's song, "I'll Show You." His music video was filmed there in 2015, and since then, there's been an increase from 50 to 80% of foot traffic. An environmental agency of Iceland said the canyon was somewhat unknown, but I think Icelanders have known about it a lot longer. The great increase in foot traffic began after Bieber came. There's been an increase of 50% to 80% between 2016, 2017, and 2018, and now the canyon's going to be closed to the public until this June.
To be fair, though, I mean, are these people traveling to Iceland, or is this people like, "Oh, I want to go where Bieber went in my country"?
I think it's tourists.
Okay.
It may be a mix of both.
Why are we complaining about tourism, though? Come on, people.
Right. Get it together. And Lupita Nyong'o posted a rap song to Instagram showing her fellow Us cast members, Winston Duke, Evan Alex, and Shahidi Wright Joseph. The group was driving in a car with a beat playing in the background as they rapped about their movie. It's really cute. I saw the movie, by the way, over the weekend. It was okay. I didn't think it was very scary. I thought it was super confusing. Get Out was 10 times better. But, like, it was the number one movie at the box office, so maybe go see it. Maybe do a matinee, save some money. Here's the clip.
Watch yourself with that nonsense. Us is killing no contest. Wilson's got them scissors, and you know we'll make you quiver. Cause it's us.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah.
Us. Yeah. Us. Got the scissors, baby. Don't you make a fuss.
Dang, let me give it a hype horn. Hold on.
In less than an hour, in your next garbage, this singer said pretty much the worst and most awful thing ever, and now everyone hates her.
That's great.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.